Let us consecrate ourselves to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day that your name as always may be glorified. Especially during these troubling days, let us always be your presence and lead others to know your peace, your love, and your joy. Let us be channels of your grace that all may come to glorify your name and that all may be saved. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, we are definitely in some trepidatious times, and of course, we are on our way into the time of the inauguration, and the country is greatly divided. And there may be reasons that people can cite for this division. However, we are called to be people of faith, and we're called to act as people of faith. And of course, that's the point of this program, that we're called to live our baptismal promises. So any stand we have on the earth that we want to fight for always takes a second place role to our position as people of faith and our mission for the salvation of souls and our service as members of the kingdom of God for which we are ambassadors. Now, it's an important distinction that we understand that, because if we decide to make our political position more important than that mission, then we are putting our call in service to the kingdom of God as secondary to our political positions, and we never want to do that, because we have to justify that in the end when we stand before the Lord. But the Lord has called us to be lights that shine in the darkness. And as the saying goes, a darkness that will never be overcome. So we're called to be this light. We're called to be the service of Christ. We're called to be these children of God in service to him. And yes, we will deal with lots of antagonism. However, Jesus showed us that we're still called to follow and live as servants of Christ. I was talking to one of my parishioners earlier in the week, and he brought up something really powerful. One of the things I've talked about in the past is that we serve our country by first serving Christ. So that's one of the things we're called to do. And I always like to bring up that powerful book that I read, He Leadeth Me, by Father Walter Cizek, where he was actually a prisoner doing slave labor in the gulags in Siberia. And the reason why the slave labor existed out there in the gulags is because what happened was the Soviets were trying to build communities out there. So they used the gulags and the slave labor to build these communities. And he took it upon himself to do his best, to do the best work he could, despite being a slave in the gulags in the Soviet Union. He was from New Jersey. And the reason is because he decided that I'm not actually serving the Soviets, I'm serving Christ and being an authority, serving him as the authority, not the Soviets. Well, it was interesting because this parishioner of mine, very, very intelligent person, and he said to me, he reminded me that Jesus obeyed both Pilate and Caiaphas. And of course, if there are two people, he could turn around and say, I don't have to obey you, I am the Son of God. It would have been Pilate and Caiaphas. But he obeyed both of them. And if you turn around and say, well, he could have done some form of resistance. Well, he did with Herod. He never responded to Herod. Two people in the Bible spoke to him and he never responded. Herod and the good thief on the cross. Or the bad thief on the cross. I'm sorry, the bad thief on the cross. So you can see that even Jesus obeyed this authority, and he said to Pilate, that is my parishioner reminding me, that all authority came from the Father. So we understand that what we're dealing with right now is an issue of the authority in our country, but we are called to be in service to God by serving our country. and being a responding in that way. And it's so essential that we understand that. Because even if we see this great tension that we have in our country, and even if we look and have intense disagreements with some of the political forces in our country, and it doesn't matter which side you are on, our country is so split that we have intense, I can say we have intense difficulties with forces in our country, and I'm speaking to both sides, because there's this intense difficulty from the other side of both sides. But how do you know that this is not God's way of showing us something? How do we know that this is not God's way of saying, I want you to look at what's happening, and I want you to have an understanding of what brought you here? I just finished an article that I wrote for Medium. You'll also find it on Substack, which you can join through CatholicAudioMedia.com, which talks about what John Adams said, that this country was built, that our Constitution was written for a moral people. And if the people are not moral, they will not be able to uphold the Constitution. So as you can see, what we do on this program to live our baptismal promises, we're called to be that light that shines into our country, that lets people know that this is what holds our country together. And what it really is not so much morality, it's charity. Charity for one another. Love one another, which is exactly what Jesus told us to do. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. My name is Father Robert J. Carr. I am the administrator of the parish, and we are here every single Monday through Friday at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning at WEZE 590 AM, and then you can hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You're worried about tomorrow. You can't sleep at all. What do you do now? Well, have you tried Philippians chapter 4?
Dismiss all anxiety from your minds.
Yes, that admonition can do a lot to calm us down. Paul commands us to trust in the Lord.
Rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again. Rejoice.
So the next time you're worried about tomorrow, find yourself a Bible and look up Philippians chapter 4 and trust tomorrow to the Lord. Well, don't forget, we have our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com, and through there, you can connect with the program, you can give us feedback, you can send us prayer requests, you can send us any kind of, you know, this is what we'd like you to talk about on the show, whatever the case may be. It's CatholicAudioMedia.com, and we now have Substack, so you see a button there that says Join Us at Substack, and that allows you to get part of our newsletters. We're changing our newsletter, so it's part of our newsletters that have articles and homilies and everything else. So you can find that through CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also hear archives of both our programs, the one that you hear early in the morning and the one that's on in the afternoon on WROL at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So both of them are here from CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, you know, after a major incident, then all of a sudden a lot of details start coming out, and then you find out a lot of the background information that maybe you didn't know. And one of the things I was thinking of is, as I saw some really horrible stuff that apparently has been out there on the internet, really this very violent response to issues and stuff. And one of the things that popped into my mind is a warning that's well over 20 years old. It's about 20, maybe 3-4 years old, from none other than President Bill Clinton. And he mentioned something that actually did come true. And that is, he said, you know what? There is this undercurrent in our country that if our economy goes bad, that undercurrent will come up and it will be disastrous. And he basically warned of this back in the late 90s. And of course, that's what we're seeing happening right now. And our response has to be, well, who are we as Catholics who obviously have no part in this? And by the way, if you do have any part in that, then you are absolutely in mortal sin. You have no business receiving communion. And if you were to die right now, it would not be a good scene for you, because that's all mortal sin. That is grave sin. And you can't justify it in any way, shape, or form. But the other side of that is that we can ask, well, what is our role as Catholics? And remember, it's always, always, always to be light, to be people who are called to live the gospel in powerful ways. And we do that by seeking to live the gospel and to serve Christ in powerful ways. So that's why we model the saints. And the saints were powerful models and are powerful models for us because they sought one thing, holiness. They sought to do the one thing, to do the will of God. So our response at this time is to bring our situation to the Lord and say to the Lord, Lord, lead us. Where do you want us? How do you want us to respond? And our response will grow in prayer, because what will also grow will be the wisdom and the understanding of where the Lord is leading us. A powerful thing that a lot of people bring out when you want to talk about government issues and struggles and factions and everything else, you can look no further than the apostles. Everyone will tell you one of the greatest miracles that Jesus ever did was to get Simon the Zealot and Matthew the tax collector talking, because they would literally have been mortal enemies, more so that Simon would have hated Matthew, because Simon was a Zealot party member. He believed that the Romans were invaders, and that anyone who worked for the Romans was a traitor. So he would have despised Matthew and actually been part of a party that would believe that Matthew should be killed. And Jesus got those two to talk to each other and to even know peace with each other, because they were united in Christ. And it really resolves that powerful thing. The one thing we need to seek is always be rooted in Christ, because Christ is everything that we're called to do. Anything that we seek that is not in union with our call for Christ is really going to lead us down a very dark path. That's why our primary role, that's why the first commandment is there. What is number one in our life? Christ. What about all the other things? They have to be less than number one, because Christ alone is number one. We're going to talk more tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day, and see you tomorrow morning. We continue to update our website at CatholicAudioMedia.com, and now you can subscribe to our Substack newsletter and webpage. Just click on the button that says Join Us at Substack, and there you can subscribe, or just click the option to visit the newsletter webpage without subscribing. More options from CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can also contact us. You can send us feedback. You can send us prayer requests, all at CatholicAudioMedia.com.